Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline, the president of the Broadway League, Charlotte St. Martin. Thanks so much for being with us, Charlotte. Appreciate it.
Great to be with you.
So the league announced yesterday that shows will have to be suspended through June 7th. I imagine this was expected, but a big disappointment?
Of course. I mean, there are so many people that were about to open their new shows, and day by day, some of that will make some of those shows go away, at least for this season. A lot of people were dependent on this spring season. It could not have hit us at a worse time. But that said, we're glad everyone is safe so far that we're aware of. So we will keep putting one foot in front of the other and doing our best to get back open when it's safe.
Now, I had read that a few shows had already been called off. I believe the ones are Hangman, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Beetlejuice. Do you know of any others that will have to close because of this change?
I don't believe that Beetlejuice has actually announced, though they're working on it, unless that's happened in the last 24 hours. There were two shows that were roundabout shows. One of our nonprofit members that did not cancel, but that postponed till the fall season. So we're glad that they're still in the mix. It really depends on how long we are closed, and then that will determine how many actually don't open at all.
Right. And I guess we're all hopeful that it is a very, very busy fall season on Broadway. When Broadway does come back, do you think it'll be a different experience? Maybe not such tight seating or any differences?
Well, of course, that I would need a crystal ball to answer that question. What I do know is that the cost of Broadway is so significant to put on a show that fewer seats will just make it impossible to put the shows on without dramatic changes in the cost structure. I think, you know, we may see testing, you know, the thermometers that don't touch each other, where people don't touch each other. We may see there are all kinds of new products being talked about that you clean the theater and it lasts for 70 days. I hope that's real and that it works, but I don't know that we'll see fewer people seated further apart. We may see fewer people because some people won't be here. Certainly the international business is an important part of Broadway's business, about anywhere from 14 to 18%, depending on the year, and I suspect those people will be slow to come back. But that said, what we often find is when international travel is curtailed, we tend to get more domestic travel to New York. So keeping my fingers crossed and knocking on wood, hoping that that's the case.
Our fingers are crossed here along with you, Charlotte. As for ticket holders who thought that they were going to be seeing a show this spring, I understand they're going to be getting an email from the show about an exchange or a refund. How does that work?
Yes, that's correct. From all of the original point of purchase ticketing companies like Telecharge and Ticketmaster, they will be reaching out directly to ticket holders. Obviously, with call centers being closed, it's difficult to call. So they will be getting an email, and they will be offered the opportunity for a refund or an exchange. And, of course, we're hoping people will exchange their tickets. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we announced June 7th because we think that's a very possible thing. But clearly, if the governor delays mass gatherings later, then we will announce later closings. But we announced June 7th for the purpose of ensuring that the ticket holders through those dates would have an opportunity to refund and exchange now, and we'll continue to do that until we're open and the curtains rise.
Right. And what about the curtain rising on the Tonys? I that was supposed to be on June 7th, right, at Radio City. That's been postponed. Any update on a rescheduling?
No. I mean, until we get back, we won't know how to reschedule, because clearly the Tonys are all about the nominated shows' performances. And if we're not back up, they won't be able to perform. I mean, 16 shows were about to open in the month of April when all of this happened, and that some of those shows were still in rehearsal. So it will, you know, the time will vary as to how long it will take each show to get back up and be doing their Broadway best. So we can't announce a new date for the Tonys until we announce a new date when Broadway's back.
Yeah, makes sense, Charlotte. One last quick question for you. Just, you know, all the actors, the musicians, the stagehands, the ushers, all these people out of work right now, are they getting help in any way, unemployment help?
Every case is different, but yes, they're receiving health until April 12th, and then, of course, the federal guidelines are giving them health for longer. We're currently meeting with all the unions because we have 17 union contracts and 14 unions, and each one of them have different requirements of what the shows do. But clearly, if the show doesn't come back, they won't be getting benefits from that producer, because that producer's not even received income yet. And the longer we're out, the harder that will be.
Well, we're hoping that it's not any longer past June. As you say, time will tell. We'll just have to see what the governor says. But looking forward to the day when those lights are shining brightly again on Broadway. Charlotte St. Martin, president of the Broadway League, thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you. And you all stay safe as well.
All right. Thank you.